No one's quite sure exactly what's going on with race strategies this year. In fact, even the most experienced mushers are scratching their heads.
I realize that I'm a better dog trainer than a dog racer.
Four-time champion Martin Boozer was just waking up from a nap in Ruby.
But this team definitely deserves to be raced properly, so that's what I'm trying to do.
Clearly exhausted, Boozer downs a steaming cup of coffee.
I don't know, I just know you gotta push so hard, it's just tough, and I'm just not into toughness all that much.
As he talks, Boozer pulls at the little finger on his left hand. It's dislocated, white, and swollen. He keeps it wrapped in a spare dog booty. His feet are bare, and his left ankle is purple, also swollen. He sprained it badly somewhere between Roan and Nikolai.
The way I look at it is we have the toughest individuals in front of us. Those dogs are so superior to anything else. We might as well toughen up Buttercup, you know. It's just they're unbelievably strong and tough and willing to give, so we might as well give a little bit too.
Boozer's putting all his energy into proving that lots of rest early in the race can pay big dividends later. It's a strategy Kelly Maxner is also testing with his dogs.
Seems like they recover a lot better earlier, you know. So say you do a long run at the beginning of a training session, they seem to recover faster at the beginning. So you kind of get back to normal.
Maxner is running the Iditarod for the fourth time. He's a pediatric dentist by day. He knew coming into the race he'd surprise a lot of people.
I just had injuries and illnesses during the race the last couple of years. It kind of bummed me out. And this year I trained a lot harder than I ever have. I started my own practice, and I was able to switch my schedule, so I was working 3 10-hour days and then training 4 days a week. So I was able to get a lot of training in, which has made a huge difference. I probably put 75% more miles on my dogs than I have in the past.
Nicholas Petit is also no stranger to high-volume training.
Considering the lack of snow all over Alaska, basically my dogs haven't seen a doghouse since about New Year's. We've just been traveling around using the truck as a home base, and wherever we find snow, we go there.
Petit's strategy is to hold a strong, steady pace. He doesn't like to run too fast, but he's been at the front of the pack since the start. Even so, he was surprised to see his run time into Ruby.
Apparently, I got here faster than everybody else, and that's fun. But we were just trotting along.
Petit says he hasn't looked at another dog team since he left Willow.
I don't really look at other people's teams. So I just look at mine, because that's enough to worry about 16 animals.
Mushers will have plenty of time to look around as they head out on the Yukon River. The miles are long and the river is wide. It's flat for more than 140 miles. Teams are required to take a mandatory 8-hour rest before they get off the river in Caltag. On the Iditarod Trail in Ruby, I'm Emily Schwing.